Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Thursday, November 20th, 2014. I am Marilyn Isles. In local news, Skerrit personally attacks UWP Senator Williams, former DLP minister demands apology. From the region, Mali marijuana to launch in American markets. And internationally, Egypt considers Al Jazeera pardons. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Red Cap Rum is one of Belfast Estate's finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Red Cap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth and unmatched blend. This outstanding refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Red Cap Rum surprise. Red Cap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Red Cap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
It's back and even sweeter. Get pre-Black Friday deals this Friday, November 21st, only at all Courts branches. Get kettles from $69, the TCL 48-inch FHD Smart LED TV for only $3,099, the Naples 3-piece coffee table set for $3.99, queen bed frames from $7.99. But you've got to hurry, because these pre-Black Friday deals won't last very long with limited stock. Hurry! Courts pre-Black Friday deals, Friday, November 21st. First only.
Welcome back to this evening's news. Dominicans are being told to exercise caution and stay dry as a trough system is expected to affect the island during the next 24 to 48 hours. As a result, there may be increased cloudiness, scattered showers, gusty winds and possible isolated thunderstorms across parts of the island. Residents living in areas prone to flooding, landslides and falling rocks are advised to exercise caution. According to the Meteorological Service, moderate to rough sea conditions are expected during the next 24 to 48 hours, with swells peaking near 10 feet. Small craft operators and other users of the sea, particularly on the northern and eastern coast, should exercise extreme caution as a small craft warning is in effect. This weather condition is expected to last until Sunday. Former DLP Government Minister Atherton Martin has called on DLP leader Roosevelt Skerrit to apologise to UWP candidate Monel Williams for personal attacks made against the female politician at a DLP rally on Wednesday night. Leader of the DLP, Roosevelt Skerrit, on Wednesday night launched a personalised attack on UWP hopeful Monel Williams, alluding to the crowd that if he were to birth a daughter in the likes of the UWP Senator Monel Williams, he may end up short of a grandchild. Here's what he had to say.
Our six new candidates, all are success stories in their own right. None is looking to December 8th to pay a check. None is hoping to land your first job in years as a result of their own poor work ethic, incompetence, and in the case of Lennox Linton, indifference. If I had a daughter, ladies and gentlemen, I would wish for her one day to be a Catherine Daniel, to be an Afinia Benjamin, to be a Nurse Charles, or to be a Rosalind Paul. I would definitely not wish my daughter to be a Monel Williams, because I might end up upshot of a grandchild.
DLP leader Roosevelt Skerrit. The leader's statements did not go unnoticed. Mr. Skerrit's character has come under heavy attack on social media, with women voicing their opinions of the leader's statements, made him many displeased with his choice of words. The statements came at a time when the conversation on equality for women in the workforce, women in politics and human rights continue to dominate the international communities. His attacks also came just a week after Speaker of the House Alex Boyd-Knights, in an interview with DA Vibes, issued a call to members of the public to show greater respect for women in politics, especially during this general election campaign. Same time, former DLP Minister Atherton Martin, releasing inside information on Q95 FM, says the leader's comments are unbecoming of his character. He demanded an apology from Mr. Skerrett, not just for the UWP senator, but for women in Dominica as a unit.
If you want everybody to come clean, lead from the front and come clean with us. And finally, Roosevelt, you have to apologize, not just to Monel Williams, you have to apologize. Go down on your knees, Roosevelt, in St. Joseph, and apologize to Monel and all the women of Dominica for actually exposing a nasty side of your character that is unbecoming of someone who wants to ask us to return him to leadership. These are the things you must answer.
Former DLP Minister Atherton Martin. Q95 News will continue to follow these developments. The Sports Division will on Friday, November 21st, 2014, commence the 13 and under football competition at three venues across the island. At Portsmouth, the Isaiah Thomas Secondary School will come up against host PSS at Castle Bruce. GSS will go up against CBSS at the Portersville, and DGS will play NECS, followed by a match between SMA and PCSS. Meanwhile, the qualifiers for the U15 and U17 division have been settled. On Tuesday, 25th November, SMA will play PSS at Newtown, whilst GSS will play DGS in Portersville in their U17 matchups. On Wednesday, 26th November, the U15s will feature SMA, will play GSS in Newtown, and DGS will play ITSS in Portersville. According to a statement from the sports division, the U20 teams of GSS and PCSS will feature in a playoff match on Thursday, 27th November, to determine who will qualify to meet the ITSS in the U20 final, which is expected to be played on Wednesday, December 3rd. Q95 News will continue to report the results of sports division matches. In more news this afternoon, leader of one party contesting the December 8th general election says he hopes the absurdity of the electors list electoral embarrasses the commission. According to the Electoral Commission, some 72,484 persons on the list of electors are eligible to cast their ballots in the upcoming election. With a population of 71,293, as recorded in 2001 Population and Housing Census report, persons are querying the figures being outlined by the Electoral Commission. UWP leader Lennox Linton says he hopes some serious action is taken by the commission in effectively cleaning the list.
I hope the absurdity embarrasses the Electoral Commission, where they can now report that we have 72,484 voters in Dominica with a population of 71,293 people. I hope that absurdity embarrasses them and they do something about cleaning the list of electors so that you have a situation like elsewhere in the civilized world where it's only a certain percentage of your population that really is eligible to vote. I mean, it's outrageous. You know, in Antigua, we have just about 40,000 people on the electors, on the register of electors, population of 70 odd. And then in Dominica, you have 72,484 people in a population of 71,293. This is not new. It's been getting worse and worse with every passing year. And the Electoral Commission doesn't feel any sense of shame, any sense of outrage, any sense of being into action to do what is right in the public interest of Dominica, which is to clean the list.
UWP political leader Lennox Linton. Linton shares the view that the bloated electors list opens the system to fraudulence and manipulation. However, he says his party will work to ensure that fraud does not defeat the people's will and desire for change. The MV Royal Princess of Princess Cruises made its inaugural call to Dominica today at the Woodbridge Bay Port. This is the second of eight inaugural calls for the 2014-2015 cruise season. To mark the ship's inaugural call, a welcome ceremony to include plaque exchange took place aboard the ship. Government officials and tourism stakeholders were present to officially welcome the ship's captain and crew. Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Tourism, Steve Hyacinth, says Dominica has been actively developing all of its tourist sites to facilitate large ships like the MV Royal Princess.
Every day of the year, you can visit a different site in Dominica. And this is no exaggeration. This is the truth. We can name a number of them. You walk out here and you meet the Botanical Gardens. You move beyond that and you meet the Trafalgar Falls that we have made a premium site. We have also had the Emerald Pool, which is not too far from here, again, another premium site. And we have been developing quite a number of other sites to facilitate ships like the Royal Princess. We have been doing some work at Titi Gorge, and this is an area of great interest. High rainfall, very beautiful area where you can have some bath into the gorge itself and also experience of your lifetime with the sulfur springs. So we can in fact boast of a natural and scenic spot in Dominica that you can in fact visit throughout the year. So we are happy, Captain, that you have brought the ship to Dominica, to our shores. But more so, we are happy that your passengers can experience a lifetime experience.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, Steve Hyacinth. Representative of the ship's agent, HHV Whitchurch and Company Limited, Gary Aird, says he hopes that the feedback on the ground from the passengers will be positive.
So it's a great pleasure to welcome you back here, because we've been associated with Carnival, with Princess, for about 15 to 20 years. And I know you've been here many, many times, going back to the Dawn Princess and so on. So welcome back. I think you may have seen some progress in the infrastructure in the ensuing years. It has been a great pleasure to represent Princess. We've done so maybe 15, 20 years, at least as long as they're coming here. And we have a wonderful relationship with those in the office, Steve Nielsen, Donna Silvera, and all the others, of course, the people on the ship. We take our agency responsibility very, very seriously, because it's all very well for the government and the Port Authority to go out there and sell Dominica as a suitable place to visit. But it's left to us on the ground, the ship's agents, the tour operators, the vendors, the taxi drivers, to make it all worthwhile, so that when the passengers come back this evening, they will say, wow, what a beautiful place.
Representative of the ship's agent, HHV Whitchurch and Company Limited, Gary Aird. The MV Royal Princess of Princess Cruises, with a passenger capacity of 3,600 and crew size of 1,346, will make 7 calls to Dominica during the 2014-2015 cruise season. It is scheduled to sail to St. Thomas following Dominica. Member of the government's geothermal project management unit, Alexis George, has commended the Independent Regulatory Commission, IRC, for improving the production, distribution and delivery of electricity in Dominica. According to George, the IRC, which has made significant strides since its establishment over 5 years ago, was able to bring greater credibility and confidence to the island's utility and electricity sectors. George represented Energy Minister Rayburn Blackmore at the start of the three-day conference of the Organization of Caribbean Utility Regulators, OOC, OCR, at the Fort Young Hotel on Wednesday.
The IRC has made significant strides over the past 6 years since its establishment. Following are some landmark achievements: ensured the recruitment of appropriate and competent staff, and pursued a relevant and strategic institutional development program for both commissioners and staff. Adopted an open and consultative approach to its operations embodied in its rules of practice and procedure. Produced and published regulatory documents from its procedures for making tariffs to licensing procedures. Established procedures for adding new electricity capacity to the national grid. The publication of an electrical interconnection policy. Pricing of electricity produced by small distributable renewable systems. Prescribing and determining the quality of service that Domlec, the utility, must follow. The establishment of complaints procedure for the general public. Furthermore, the work of the IRC has led to a drastic improvement in the efficient production, distribution, and delivery of electric power. from losses in excess of 18% in 2008 to 8% in 2014.
Member of the government's Geothermal Project Management Unit, Alexis George. The 12th annual conference of ACCUR is being hosted by the IRC under the theme Regulating Utilities in a Changing Environment. Meanwhile, Director of the IRC, Dr. Eisenhower Douglas, says in order for the utility regulation to be effective, regulation has to be conducted in a professional manner.
In terms of the purpose of the conference, this is captured very well in the theme, namely, and I quote, Regulating Utilities in a Changing Environment. Unquote. Now, the business of utility regulation is dynamic, and in order to be effective, regulation has to be conducted on a professional basis. Drawing from my own experience on the IRC, I became a commissioner in 2011, and I'm telling you that it requires first and foremost to be professional. On the one hand, you have to balance the requirements of the utility or the utilities in some member states which you regulate. They have to be viable, they have to be profitable. That's on one hand. And at the same time, you have to ensure that the consumer gets value for money. Okay, so you have to balance those two requirements in a very professional way, taking account of all the relevant data, whatever analysis that can be done, so you can come up with proper decisions.
Director of the IRC, Dr. Eisenhower Douglas. And that's this evening's local news. In news from the region, in the next few months, several new strains of marijuana bearing Julian Marley's name are expected to be available in the American market. Marley, son of the legendary Jamaican reggae artist Bob Marley, has partnered with Dropleaf LLC to launch a new premium marijuana product line, Julian Marley Juju Royal Premium Marijuana. In addition to the signature strains of marijuana, Dropleaf will shortly be introducing other products, including edibles and beverages under the Julian Marley brand name. Together with DNA Genetics, the industry's leading developer of marijuana, they are looking to create high-quality strains to serve medical and recreational users in places where the herb has been decriminalized. Commenting on development, Marley stated, "I am happy to speak out in favor of decriminalization and salute Dropleaf as a proud participant in the movement and struggle to make this natural super plant available to all who need it and its healing properties." In the wake of his iconic father's death from cancer at age 36, Marley supports the fight to legalize marijuana, especially for patients with cancer and other ailments that could reportedly benefit from the plant's healing components. And internationally, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi says he is considering the possibility of granting pardons to two of the three Al Jazeera journalists jailed in Egypt. "Let us say this matter is being discussed to solve the issue," Mr. Sisi said in an interview with France 24. The journalists are appealing against the 7-year sentences given in June on charges including spreading false news. President Sisi has previously refused to intervene in the case, despite the international outcry and condemnation. However, last week he issued a decree allowing foreigners charged or sentenced in Egypt to be repatriated. Egyptian Canadian Bureau Chief Mr. Fahmy, Australian correspondent Peter Greist, and Egyptian producer Baha Mohammed were sentenced to 7 years in prison on the 23rd of June. When asked about a possible pardon for the journalists in an interview with the French broadcaster France 24, President Sisi said the issue was under study. As an Egyptian national, Mr. Mohammed would not be expected to benefit from such a pardon. In addition to charges of defamation, the journalists were also convicted of supporting Islamist group, the Muslim Brotherhood, charges they have denied. They were first arrested on the 29th of December last year. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first, a recap of the headlines. And in local news this evening, Skerrit personally attacks UWP Senator Williams. Former DLP minister demands apology. From the region, Mali marijuana to launch in American markets. And internationally, Egypt considers Al Jazeera pardons. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Isles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.